We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You're listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports, episode 159. I'm the guy that's really shy right now because my girlfriend is here and she can hear me, but my name is Morgan. I've never done intro before where I have a live audience, and it's kind of weird. And the guy that's done it once or twice, I believe, on the other line, my co-host, my buddy, if you will, Mr. Austin. How the fuck is it going, buddy?
Is there a slow tire leak over there? Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm doing good. I got a weird schedule this week because I'm working a holiday, so that's fun. But got that time and a half on Monday, so that's cool.
Yeah, I decided to sorry to cut you off, but I decided to take the Monday off and still get not the time and a half stat pay, but just the regular stat
pay. Still get paid. Yeah.
So it's kind of like free vacation pay.
Yeah.
So
for me, it was my boss. He, because he's manager, he doesn't get like stat pay or whatever. Or time and a half or whatever. So if he worked today, then he would just have to take another day off.
Mm-hmm.
Or tomorrow, rather. So he's like, hey, do you want to make some more money? Because you don't normally work on Mondays. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yes, yes, I will.
I would like more money. Yes, please.
Can I have it constantly? No. Shit.
Well, it's worth a shot. But no, it's doing good. I'm just excited because we got some big stuff to talk about. Finally, things happened before the start of the show.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Almost makes me want to upload like today, even shortly after recording, so it's more breaking news. But
I can definitely, we'll see. Also, speaking of uploading, I want to apologize for last week. There was an issue with the app, and it did not get uploaded on time, so my apologies there, but we will try to make sure that it is out as soon as possible.
Hey, everyone makes mistakes. Even this one podcast that I'm a huge fan of, it's the CFL podcast. I think it was last week, they completely forgot to hit record.
Oh no.
So then one of the co-hosts had to just do a solo football podcast by himself at 3 a.m.
So, okay, well,
knock on wood, we haven't done anything that bad yet.
Well, and we are recording, so that's a good sign.
As far as this, the number sticking up here, anyways. Is it my turn to say what I've been up to?
I think so, yeah.
Because I actually did some things, and I'm going to continue doing some more things.
That's good. I actually, hold on. Can you be a little bit less specific?
Can I what, sorry?
Nah, nothing. It's all good. Never mind.
Wow. Way to track that back. And no, I probably couldn't. To answer your question, whatever it was.
You didn't hear the question, but you answered it. I appreciate that.
I try my best. That's why they call me number one for nothing. Wait, and that would be a weird nickname. Number one for nothing.
Number one for, well... Do you mean nothing or do you mean nothing?
I mean none.
Okay, we should probably move on here. It's falling apart.
So last night, as of recording, so Saturday night, me and a few friends and myself and people, and we went, this is a great start to the story. We went to escape room.
Ooh.
And I've done quite a few. There was a couple escape room virgins in this group. My girlfriend being one of them. And she had a box that she did not want anyone to steal. And that was her mission, was to open up that box. And she did. I'm very proud of her. But it was hilarious.
Hell yeah.
But no, it was Die Hard themed, like from the first movie. It was really good. We had a disarmed bomb and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Which brings me to my next point. Unfortunately, we blew up, so you are talking to a ghost right now.
Damn.
We had a 1 in 5 chance of getting it right. We were running out of time. So first we cut the yellow wire. It did nothing, which is extremely lucky. And then we cut another wire.
Yeah.
We cut the green wire. We're supposed to cut the purple wire.
Oh.
I mean, I guess I probably shouldn't have said all that just in case the Saskatoon people. Well, whatever.
Fuck them.
Yeah. So we, the fact when the game master came in, he was like, "You guys cut 2 wires?" Yeah. We're like, "Yeah, the first one didn't do nothing. So we cut a second one."
I mean, that makes sense.
At that point, we were down to like a couple seconds. So we were like, well, let's take a shot in the dark. And we took 2 of them.
There you go.
No, it was a lot of fun. I've done quite a few. I think about 13 now. 12 or 13, something like that. And this is up there for, I guess, top 12 or top 13. That'd be a dozen or a baker's dozen, if you will. Hold for laughter. Okay, well, that's a terrible laugh track. Let's get rid of that.
Yeah, we gotta fire that laugh track.
That one live audience. Oh, that's an ad over.
Wait, what?
Well, didn't you know this podcast was recorded in front of the live audience?
I mean,
plugs anyway. Austin, do it.
Well, first things first, you're gonna follow us on X. Because Twitter is no longer Twitter.
Yeah, the funny thing about that is that I don't know if you knew or not, but he tried to get a deal or something with Apple, but Apple has ruled that you need at least 2 letters in your name. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a prime example of somebody who didn't think things through. He's like, well, I have money, so it'll work. And then there's rules. And there's some bullshit. I thought if you had billions of dollars, there were no rules. Anyway.
It definitely removes a lot of them.
It removes a lot of them, yes. But there are still some rules. Anyway, so also, you're not much of a player when you're a billionaire trying to fight a $1 trillion company. Anyway, so you're going to follow us on X or XX on Apple at TSWGSPod. You got us on Instagram, TikTok as well at TSWGSPod. You can follow me on XXX. Wait, that's porn. Shit.
Well, we could probably find you on there too.
You get hey, you know what? It was a different time. It was college. I had to make some money.
College.
I didn't go to college. Yeah, rate, review, download, please. It means the world. I will literally beg. And that's the segment now. Please, please, pretty please, 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 with a cherry on top.
All right. Yeah, if you ever see me in Austin, I would beg in the wild. It's never going to be for money. It's going to be for followers and likes.
Well, it might be for money, but it'll definitely
be if you want dollars and some bucks, too.
Hey, the economy's rough, all right? Sometimes you got to beg for some money.
Let's do a Patreon and see how it does.
Oh, my God. Honestly, if we could get somebody to give us, like, $5 a month, that'd be fucking wild.
That'd be nuts. I'd do anything for $5 a month. Anyway.
I would be careful with how loud you say that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I got a live audience. Dude, she's just hiding with the cats.
That's a good call.
Oh, my plugs. Oh, I also, I don't know, I'll leave it till next episode. It'll give me something to talk about.
All right, little teaser.
I got the double TT, the double T solo X caption working too. Fuck, he fucked it all up.
Hey.
It's ruined. Podcast is over. There's no point.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I can't say triple T. The X is so dumb. The one letter thing is so dumb. I hate it. I'm getting this off my chest right now. It's so dumb. Speaking of dumb, is having to go back and talk the previous week every time, because there's always one team that I get the joy of talking twice about.
True.
But hey, it's the life of a podcaster, I guess. What are you going to do?
The life of it, yeah. Well, yeah.
Whoops, I didn't mean to press that button. My bad. We got the Sunday game from last week, which was week 8, maybe. Who knows? I could look, but I'm not going to. I'm too big for that right now. The Calgary Stampeders went to Montreal. And before I see the score, one thing I'll say right off the bat, Jake Mayer sucks. He is not a good quarterback.
Okay.
But they also don't have another option right now. So it's just a weird thing to keep witnessing or to witness from the St. Peter's side of things, because it's been a while since they have not been strong at the quarterback position. But Montreal won this game 25-18. Neither quarterbacks really had to, well, neither quarterback did much. Same, like, Cody Fajardo was nothing special either. Jake Mayer went 24-44, 256 yards, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception. It was, now you got some yards, but that one of those interceptions was a pick six, so it was not a good time. I'm on a whole new level of stoned right now. I don't know why. It's probably because also the fact I'm already had my second Red Bull this morning.
Oh, Jesus. You got uppers, you got downers, you got What do you got?
Breathe, Morgan. That's just part of life. Well, that's one thing I did. Slow pitch. We lost really bad. That's why I forgot about it. Like, really bad. Like, it was 41-25, I think. Of loss. There's a lot of points scored.
I was going to say, that is like a football score.
We gave up a lot of points. The thing is, most of it was in the seventh inning. Because in that inning, there's no limit. Normally, it's 10 batters or 7 runs, whatever happens first, in the first 6 innings. And then seventh is the open inning. And they got like something like 20 runs or something.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
So that's why, I knew I blocked something out of my memory. Shortly after recording, I'm off to Regina to watch the Riot game. But anyways.
Today?
Where was I at? Cody Fajardo. Like, I already teased that he didn't do anything. It was Montreal's defense that won them this game. He went 16-29, 158 yards. Again, 0 touchdowns and 1 interception. I'm just going to move right along, because this week, current week, I actually watched some of these games. The first game of this week was BC Lions versus Winnipeg. The first time BC Lions played Winnipeg, they won, I think it was like 37-6, might have been 43. I don't know why those two numbers are sticking out in my head, but it was 0 touchdowns for Winnipeg. This time, however, Winnipeg got 50 points to BC's 14.
Oh boy.
So they kind of switched things around. Winnipeg was coming off of a bye, so they had basically 2 weeks to prepare for BC, and they came prepared.
Yeah.
And I know you like crazy stats.
I hate them, but continue.
You hate them?
No.
Rude. because I have some crazy stats from this game. And usually when a team scores 50 points in one game, you're going to have some crazy stats from it. So
that's true.
But prior to this game, the BC Lions defense has only given up, well, not only, they gave up 0 touchdowns in 44 possessions. So the off, like, 0 touchdowns in 44 drives, and then they come into this game and drive 45 and 46 weren't so lucky, because Zach Caleros went, I think it was 3-for-4 in the first 2 drives for 2 touchdowns. By the end of the first quarter, I think they had 171 yards, and 163 of those yards were on the first 2 drives.
Damn.
Zach Caleros went 19-for-27 for 369 yards. Nice, of course. 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. The longest was 71 yards. I That was to Dustin Schoen. It was, I don't know. Winnipeg was well rested and they came to play. It was not the result I was hoping for. But Dane Evans went 12 for 21, 113 yards, two interceptions. He ended up getting hurt this game. So that's another quarterback that's down. It's insane how many quarterbacks are down this year. It's absolutely nuts. Anyways, Dominic Davis went 8 for 18, 76 yards, and no interceptions, no TDs, nothing, because BC sucked this game. They did not do well.
Damn.
I had to clear my throat and whatever. I was going for something, but I forget.
I clear my throat and you don't get to hear the rest of that.
Yep, that's the end of that. The next game is Calgary Stampeders. Oh shit, I'm saying this backwards. Toronto Argonauts. Went to Calgary to play at Stampeders, and the Stampeders won 20-7. If Chad Kelly is the last two games, even the win against the Riders is starting to come down to earth a little bit, and I'm okay with that because I found him to be a very cocky type of kid.
Right.
And you need to have that to a certain degree, but there's also a limit. And for me, he crossed the limit multiple times by saying that the CFL is just a stepping stone to try and get back into the NFL. So anyone that doesn't care about the CFL, I don't care about. So, well.
Wow.
That's the way I see the world, Austin. You have to deal with it.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's fair.
Chad Kelly went 4 for 6, 94 yards, one touchdown. And the longest was 76 yards. So, if he didn't have that one completion... he did get injured this game. So, again, another quarterback that got hurt. I have yet to hear how long he's out for. But Cameron Dukes, great last name, went 8 for 15, 63 yards, one interception. I don't know if I said Chad Kelly got a touchdown, but he did.
Great name, but terrible completion percentage.
Yeah, not great. did I already talk about Jake Mayer? No, I didn't. That was the... Oh, I have to talk about two teams twice? That's gross. Jake, I just realized that you already... No. Jake Mayer... You want to talk about completion percentage? He went 22 for 24. 149 yards, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. That's what you call a game management type of game. And he did that. He did enough to win them the game. And fuck it, I take everything I said about him from last game. No, I don't. I still think he sucks. Lots of these passes were just dink and dunks, nothing much, high percentage. Whatevs, man. Whatevs. Where am I at for time? I gotta speed this up a little bit. mostly because I'm putting myself to sleep. The game yesterday, Montreal Alouettes went to Hamilton to play the Tiger Cats. I was hoping for this outcome. Montreal beat Tiger Cats 27-14. 4-14? 2-14. I don't know. Say it how you want to say it. It's a free country. Actually, it's not free. It costs a lot of money to live on this country.
It costs so much goddamn money to live in this country.
Anyway. Did I say the score 27-14? I think I said it. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Montreal, I watched majority of this game. They came out flat foot in the first inning. Inning? Nope. First half.
I love every inning of football.
Cody Fajardo sucked. He threw two picks. Very much on him. Overthrown balls to the same receiver twice. Not even close. It looked like, and it was to the same defensive back for Hamilton. So it was, well, I could look up his name, but I don't care.
Okay.
Cody Fajardo went 19 for 25, 318 yards. Really came back in the second half. One touchdown, two interceptions. And I think he only got sacked just a few times. Nothing too crazy. So,
okay.
I mean, since 2019, I think they said something like he was sacked like 133 times or something like that.
Damn. So,
quite a few. Although, I think he's still on pace to get in the high 80s for this year. So, that's not going to be great.
No.
He was also shaken up a little bit during this game. I don't think it's anything too serious, so Montreal fans don't have to worry about that. But Taylor Powell played this game instead of the injured Bolivai. He went 20 for 31, 202 yards, two interceptions. Nothing spectacular, and they lost the game, and that's all the recap that I care about doing. Some actual quick little CFL news. The Edmonton Elks are a mess. That's it. That's the news. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
They made some, they're going this week. They have a bye and they made some changes. Jarius Jackson is now the OC for the team. Before, he was just the quarterback's coach and the passing guy, but now he's the full AC. And Stephen McAdoo, who was the OC, and he's been an OC his entire life. I don't think he's always been on the offensive side of the ball. For whatever reason, he is now Chris Jones's defensive assistant. It makes zero sense on this move. But the best thing that they're doing is finally, they already announced this, they're going to make a change at quarterback to Trey Ford instead of Cornelius, which, thank God, it's about time. He's lost so many games. He's a terrible quarterback. And he's one of the few players that can't get cut because he somehow got part of his contract guaranteed. So, I mean, you can't cut him, but he's going to get paid regardless. So, what do you do? But Austin,
what do you get?
What?
What?
Hmm?
Nah.
Who?
Well,
Austin. It's time to pivot because I know you've been vibrating over there, waiting for the chance to finally speak some words, and it's time for you to talk your favorite sport, the letters being N, then an H. Yeah, we haven't talked curling in a long time. Do you just want to talk curling?
Well, it is kind of the off season. We'll get to curling soon. I know all our fans out there have really been missing out on the curling content. We hear you. We hear you loud and clear. I know you haven't actually said anything, but I feel it. You know, I feel that you guys are lacking on curling content. And we'll get there. But in the meantime, let's talk about some boring shit like hockey or something.
Okay, but first I have to finish saying the last letter, L.
Thank you, Morgan. Thank you.
You're welcome. But no, we kind of have a little saga going because this is the third episode in a row that we're going to be talking about a particular player, and I'm very excited.
Yeah. So, big news, Matt Dumba signs a one-year contract at Arizona.
Are you talking about that?
Well, yeah, it just happened. That was what I was talking about earlier with the signing I might have.
Yeah, but we have that segment later.
Fuck, shit.
I thought you were going to talk about the other guy, Eric guy.
Well, I know, it was a little trick. I forgot we have a contract segment now. Okay. So, this is the trade we've all been waiting for. Pittsburgh has long been rumored to be in on this defenseman out of the West. And Pittsburgh, like, so obviously they've been making some moves, right? They brought in Kyle Dubas from Toronto. Kyle Dubas is now not only the president of hockey operations, but also the GM. So, for him, this is a huge opportunity for him, right? Because at this point, there's no, you know, going through other people to make a trade. If he wants to make a trade, he makes the trade. And boy, did we get a big one. So, it's a three-team trade. I'm going to start off with what Pittsburgh gets. So Pittsburgh receives Erik Karlsson, Rem Pitlick, Dylan Hameliuk, and a 2026 third round draft pick. Now, one of those people is from Montreal because it's a three-way trade. San Jose gets
Pittsburgh. Can guess which one?
Well, San Jose receives Pittsburgh's 2024 first round pick. They also get Mikael Granlund from Pittsburgh, Jan Ruda, and then Mike Hoffman from Montreal. Now, Granlund, Hoffman, and Ruda were all kind of contract moves to make this work because Pittsburgh could not have taken on Karlsson without contract being moved out. Now, to continue...
The whole three-team trades... are extremely confusing sometimes.
They're very confusing, but I love them. Because it shows there's some creativity in the NHL. You know what I mean?
I say do whatever you need to do to make a trade happen. I'm all for it, but it doesn't make any less confusing.
Yeah. No, not at all. And then so Montreal gets a 2025 second round pick from Pittsburgh, Jeff Petrie from Pittsburgh, who is also a big contract move, Casey DeSmith, a goaltender, and then Nathan Legere. I don't know much about him, but so the big thing with this was everyone was convinced that despite Carlson putting up an incredible 100-point season as a defenseman, winning the Norris Trophy, this is not the Erik Karlsson that we've come to know over the past few years. You know what I mean? Erik Karlsson has been pretty inconsistent and have issues with injuries. We know the talent was there. We knew that. But it was a matter of the injuries. Now, last year, he put up a fucking clinic, especially for playing for such a bad team.
I don't think he's going to repeat that. I could see him being a 70 to 80-point getter, though. I don't see him dropping off that much.
Yeah, and keep in mind, though, the quality of players that he's going to be passing to now has definitely gone up. He's got guys like Crosby, Malkin.
Okay, well, what do you put him on the defensive lineups? Do you know much about the Pittsburgh defense?
Not a whole lot. I don't think they have much for defense. Letang and Carlson, pretty much. And they're both offensive defensemen. So let's see how that goes.
You would want to split that up, I think.
But the crazy thing is, a lot of people were kind of under the impression that San Jose was going to have to retain a lot of salary to make it work. Because Carlson still has 4 years left on his deal at $11.5 million. And not a lot of teams, especially ones serious about making the playoffs, can afford that. But San Jose only retained $1.5 million.
So that makes that even 10 million freed up in cap space.
Yeah. So San Jose, but keep in mind too, San Jose did take on Mikael Granlund, Jan Ruda, and Mike Hoffman. So it's not like they just cleared out the space.
No, I guess. Yeah, that's true.
They could buy those guys out. They could trade them out as well, and they probably will. San Jose is in a pretty good position. They're not a great team right now, but in a world where the salary cap is very stagnant, cap space is a huge asset. And if they weaponize that the right way, they can get a couple more picks, trade deadline time, right? Trade out guys like Granlund, Ruda, Hoffman, anyone, really. And more draft picks, right? Load up using that cap space. But the most important part about this trade, obviously, Erik Karlsson. And this is more evidence that Pittsburgh is all in, right? And I think we talked about this a little while ago, but as long as you have guys like Crosby, Malkin, Letang on your roster, it's go time, right? It's not, we'll rebuild or retool and in a couple years. No, in a couple years, Crosby's 40. Right, so that's not gonna work, so you gotta go for it. And I like the move. Erik Karlsson's an elite offensive defenseman. I just worry about his injuries. I don't know, this could be a really good deal for the Penguins. It could also end up being absolutely terrible, but you know what we say.
I'm not going to say it.
Time
will tell.
There it is. There it is. So, anyway, I like the move for San Jose. I like it for Pittsburgh. I guess Montreal got a couple assets as well. It's a weird, weird trade.
But now we can finally put the Erik Karlsson crap to bed. Well, for the most part.
At least the where is he going to go? Is he going to go to Carolina? Is he going to go to Pittsburgh?
Now it's all going to be about how is he going to perform with a new team.
Exactly.
But I think if you toss him on like the second line defense with someone, a little less pressure, I think he still could put up some solid numbers. I really do.
Yeah, I honestly, with a trade like this, I feel like they're depending on him to be what he was this year. And we'll see. I mean, he might be able to do it. Erik Karlsson is an excellent defenseman, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm shitting on him.
It's not the defensive part of things.
Well, he's terrible at defense. That's the thing. He is one of the best offensive defensemen of all time. However,
which is so weird to say.
Right? It's a little strange. So I think this is the article that we've been
third time's the charm, right?
Third time's the charm here. Okay. So we got an article here basically from Bleacher Report grading the rebuilding process or progress of 11 NHL teams.
We don't have to go in crazy amount of depth or anything like that, but just...
No, but we can definitely talk about this. So, obviously, there are good teams, and there are not as good teams in the NHL, just like any other league. And
what? No.
I know. And a big part of the NHL is the rebuild, right? Is the tear down the old, in with the new. And some teams are really good at it. Some teams are not so good at it.
And some teams that's... the best thing that's the only thing that they do is rebuild.
Well, so first up, we got the Anaheim Ducks, and Anaheim Ducks have done a great job of this, right? They brought in young guys like Trevor Zegras, Troy Terry, Jamie Drysdale on defense. This year, picking up Leo Carlson second in the draft is huge. He's probably going to make the fall roster. They got a lot of up and comers.
Which that's going to start happening before we know it.
Yeah, we're less than 70 days to the NHL season.
Oh, you have that on lockdown?
Oh, buddy, I follow on Reddit on hockey. They every day they post a player with the jersey number of the amount of days left.
Oh, that's kind. I kind of like that.
Every day it's like, I think yesterday or the day before was Lemieux.
There you go.
So we have Lemieux amount of days left.
Take that for how you want to.
But yeah, so Anaheim is doing this right. Their young talent is incredible. Pavel Minyakov lit up the OHL last season. 88 points in 69 games. Nice. They got guys like Mason McTavish, Olin Zellweger, Tayson Hunt. Like, this team is primed to be incredible. I can't believe Bleacher Report only gave them a B. I give them an A or an A plus. This team is going to be very good.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. They're one of those young teams that you just give them time, and Anaheim's in no rush. And they had, you know, their success in the, you know, early to mid 2000s type time frame. And now they can take a step back and just wait for their young guys to reach the ceiling that they feel like, and I agree with them, that they're going to reach to. And I hate to say this, but Anaheim's going to be a very solid team in the future.
Next up, we got Arizona. What?
I'm just laughing at Arizona.
Oh. I mean, fair.
Arizona seems to be in a constant state of what is Arizona doing? And
why Arizona?
And why is Arizona doing? They now hold on. They do have some good young talent. Don't get me wrong. They got guys like Clayton Keller, Matias Michelli, Jack McBain, Barrett Hayton, Dylan Genter, who made his NHL debut last year. He's probably going to be a full-time guy this year. He is a guy. Look out for Dylan Genter. He's got a wicked shot.
He's also really good on Friends, too.
That's Gunther, you piece of shit. But nice reference. this article gives them a B minus. I give them a fucking D minus. I just
big old D minus.
Big old D. I'm just sick of Arizona. I'm sick of talking about Arizona. I'm sick of thinking about Arizona. Stadium. They don't. I just. Oh man, dude. Like I just. Oh, they drafted Logan Cooley. Oh, that's cool. Great. So Logan Cooley, who played in the NCAA, will now play in front of less fans. Like, I just, it's a joke. And anybody who tries to argue that it's a good thing, that they more sellouts, like, well, yeah, it's a lot easier to sell out fucking 3,400 seats than it is 16,000. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, unless if they're, unless if the price of admission is like $500 or like $1,000 a seat, it's not going to make
it right. Different. It's not going to be better. Now, this is a team who was ass, just absolutely terrible for a long time. But boy, buddy, Buffalo's back.
Yeah, they're wiping a little bit better now.
Well, the team is stacked and
why all 25 years so old funny.
Or younger. You're still talking over there?
Yeah, of course okay. I am. It's a hockey segment.
So NHL, nope, Buffalo. You fucked me up, you mother trucker.
Continue, please.
Oh my good lord.
Go on.
I don't know if I want to.
I think you do.
I do. You know me.
Yeah.
So Buffalo, they got a crazy young team, and they're good. Tage Thompson, Rasmus Dahlin, Owen Power, Dylan Cousins, Jack Quinn, Matias Samuelson, Peyton Krebs, Casey Mittelstadt, JJ DePerka, Devin Levi, and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen are all 25 years or younger and huge parts of that team. They also got guys like Matthew Savoie coming up, Zach Benson. You know, they're this team is ready, and they give them an A. I give them an A+ because fuck this website. They don't know how to argue or they don't know how to rate things properly, in my opinion. But anyway, that's all I have to say about Buffalo. You know anything about Buffalo?
They taste good.
So the Chicago Blackhawks, they were really bad, and because
they get rewarded for it, isn't that hilarious?
Rewarded for being bad, and their reward is probably one of the best draft picks since Connor McDavid, Connor Bedard. And anytime you're rebuilding, you bring in a generational talent that's going to help. Now, if you don't have Connor Bedard on that team, I say their grade of a rebuild is probably a D minus. Well, it depends how you're looking at it. If the rebuild at this stage is to get draft picks. So they're doing good at that. So give them an A+ for that.
And their rebuild is also very fresh.
Yes. They've been, it's been a couple years of not great times in Chicago.
Yeah, but some of these other teams have been rebuilding for a lot longer.
True.
And it makes it a lot easier to grade them in my mind.
Yeah. But I don't like Chicago. So moving on. Yeah, Columbus gets a C+, and I don't really care about Columbus because I don't really pay attention to them.
Yeah, they don't really. Again, this is another team that seems to be fresher into their rebuild, and it's a lot harder to.
It's weird mid rebuild to give a massive contract to a free agent, but anyway,
I give him a C just so I can start controversy.
All right, the Detroit Red Wings. What are they doing? What are the Red Wings doing?
They're doing hockey.
Well, are they though? They're trying. Great picks, right? Moritz Seider, incredible pick. Lucas Raymond. Picks that didn't pan out. Philip Zadina, picked 6 overall. Now he's in San Jose. Joe Valino hasn't stood out really. Yzerman, I don't know what he's doing.
But he was a fan favorite when he first came in, not going to lie.
Yeah, it's been weird. I don't know, man. I don't know what they're doing.
And, do you think they should make a change at GM?
Well, I don't know. Let Yzerman go because he, like let him keep doing his thing.
Maybe he should play again.
Well, everyone's like, oh, Yzerman is incredible. Yzerman is incredible. It's like, well, he came in to a Lightning team that was already pretty good.
And they just got worse since.
So
let me know when he starts being a good GM. He was a great player. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, one of the best of all time. Incredible.
But that doesn't always compute to a good GM.
No, or coach, like we saw with Gretzky.
So, and like same with Patrick Waugh, another example. Great goalie, not so successful as a coach.
Yeah, there was ups and downs. But
more
yeah.
Downs than I remember.
Well, he did knock over that plexiglass that fell down.
That's true.
That would qualify as a down. Montreal Canadiens were, again, one of those teams that was ass for a while, but boy, I mean, yeah, they made it to the Stanley Cup final. I get that. That was because of Carey Price. Everyone knows that. Carey Price.
That was in a special circumstance as well.
That as well. But the young guys they've got on their team, Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield, Caden Gooley, they got Kirby Dach. They got Alex Newhek from Colorado. Sam Montembeau. They got Caden Primo. He's coming up as a goalie on the back end. I think this is going to be a team to look out for. They're high end. Guys like Slafkovský, once he really comes into his own.
Do you think Kirby Dach, whenever he plays Super Smash Bros., always has to be Kirby?
So the Nashville Predators traded Ryan Johansson for essentially nothing.
B+ is what I give the Montreal Canadiens, by the way.
So Nashville traded away Ryan Johansson, bought out Matt Duchene, but then they added Ryan O'Reilly, Luke Shen, Gustav Nyquist, Denis Gurianov. I don't know what they're doing, but it's super confusing. Barry Trotz was their coach, and now he's the GM, and I don't know what he's doing. All right, so the Ottawa Senators.
We've talked about Ottawa multiple times, so we can probably speed through these guys. We only got like 6 minutes left. So.
Philadelphia Flyers, garbage, D-. Sharks, but I think when this article was written, they didn't know about the Carlson trade because it hadn't happened.
Yeah,
I think they came out ahead on that one, but yeah.
Do you make their rebuild any better since this articles came out? Since they made,
I would
trade?
Say yes, because you cleared a lot of cap space, and That's huge in a rebuild, right? You don't want to be up against the cap. You don't want to be spending money that you're not, if you're not winning.
Real quick, I just backtrack just slightly, real fast. I do want to say Ottawa Senators, this article gave them C-. I completely disagree with that. I think it's in the A category.
Oh, same. Brady Tkachuk, Tim Stützle.
Yeah, I think they got some, they're going to be really good soon.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely agree.
They got more veteran presence. I think that would also happen after this article came out. So,
more veteran presence. Who did they bring in?
Tarasenko.
Right. So, we got a segment, new segment, relatively, in the last couple of weeks, contract talk. And, boy, do we got some more contracts.
Now you can talk about your breaking news contracts, sir.
Well, no, now it's going to wait. So,
okay, well, now, by then it'll be old news.
So Anthony Davis was still under contract for two more years with the Lakers, but he decided to extend it for three more years after that. And they set the record for the highest extension in NBA history, or the highest per season average. So he signed a three-year, $186 million contract. His annual average value is $62 million.
It's absolutely insane. And you know what else is the great part? There's a lot of poor people in this world, and you see contracts like this.
And as much as I don't like to say it too much because it is a sports podcast and we do talk about these guys that make a ton of money, but it is a little bit like, it is a little frustrating when I'm over here like, well, I got to balance paying my phone bill and my groceries.
Yeah.
And Anthony Davis just signed an almost $200 million extension to throw a ball in a hoop.
Don't get me wrong. He's really good at it.
He sure is. He sure is. But he's excellent.
You're pretty good at selling phones. And I'm not too bad of a delivery driver. And you don't see us getting paid anywhere close to that.
Yeah. Now, am I saying I'm the Anthony Davis of selling phones?
No. Yes.
Okay. Oh. Well, I was leaning more towards LeBron James, but
nah.
It's
you seem like an Anthony to me. I mean, you start with an A already, so.
Yeah, LeBron James.
Because Austin. So... No. What? Fuck.
So we might go over a little bit today, a couple minutes, because oh boy.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this.
Tom motherfucking Wilson signs a 7-year contract, $45.5 million deal. He's going to be getting paid $6.5 million until 2030-31.
What are the Capitals doing?
Tom Wilson, do you know how many points he had last season?
22 points.
Fuck, you did know.
Well, mostly because I'm literally looking at it the second you asked.
Shit, I forgot about that.
It's literally in my line of sight.
To be fair, he only played 33 games, but he put up 78 penalty minutes. I don't know why they do this. This is going to be well beyond when the Caps are good. Ovechkin's already 37 years old.
He's only 29 years old.
I know, I get that, but they're not going to be good through most of this contract. So I don't understand why they signed it. I don't understand. I get he's a fan favorite, whatever, blah, blah, but I think it's dumb.
I don't know, maybe he'll make us see it our own words. I think it's too much. I wouldn't complain about Tom Wilson being on, like, say, the Flames, but not for this type of money.
Not for $6.5 million.
Maybe four.
Mm-hmm.
Is a little bit more reasonable in my mind, but 6.5 is too much.
Now, this extension makes a lot of sense to me. So the Ducks, we were talking about already earlier.
Does it, Austin?
Yes.
Does it make sense?
Very much so. So Troy Terry,
are you sure? Year. Why are you helping at all with their time strength?
So Troy Terry has signed a 7-year extension, about $7 million per season. So that's not bad considering his previous contract was $1.45 million.
Too bad he didn't get like some type of bonus that started with a 7, so it was 777. You know, win jackpot.
So Troy Terry, big part of the Ducks team, and they were heading to arbitration, salary arbitration, but they signed a deal. They don't.
This always happens so often.
7-year, $7 million deal. It well, and it's funny too. So to that point, there's a podcast that I occasionally listen to, Agent
Provocateur.
And, yeah, I listen to other podcasts, buddy. And there's an agent on there basically saying, it's like, you know, things, deals are sometimes very hard to come to, but when there's a deadline, all of a sudden things are a lot more clear. And I think that's a good example with this arbitration, right? It's like, we have time to decide, but as soon as arbitration starts, it's like, all right, now we have to go with what arbitration says. So, it's a good motivator to get contracts done before that happens. And then, yeah, the breaking news, Matt Dumba has signed a 1-year, $4 million contract in Arizona. I haven't been able to find an article, but I did see Elliot Friedman tweeting about it. And if Elliot Friedman's tweeting about it or Xing about it, then you know it's legit. So he signed a 1-year deal in Arizona. Again, I don't know what Arizona's doing. I don't know, man.
Who knows?
Who knows?
They're a college team that's trying to spend some money to make themselves look like NHL teams, what they're doing.
That sounds about right. But I think we're
I have something real swift here. Okay. Just because it puts me a smile on my face. Sweden eliminates the U.S. and the whole Canada soccer Women's World Cup. So go Sweden. Beautiful. Since Canada is out, U.S. is now out.
You're cheering for Sweden?
Oh, I'm not cheering for Sweden. I met some from Sweden once.
Oh, okay.
My stepbrother dated a Sweden chick, and then her son got stuck in our rabbit house because we had like this rabbit house outside, and he wanted to see the inside of it, so he started to put his head in, and he went a little too far, and he got stuck, and we saw this while we were eating lunch. It was a great time.
Well, on that note,
everyone, don't forget. Well, soon here I'm going to be off to see the Riders, so go Riders go. But besides that, don't forget to stay stoned. I almost forgot. And stay safe.
Don't forget.
Don't forget, even though I almost did, but stay stoned and stay safe.
Bye.
That's terrible, Austin. Bye. Fire yourself. Fire yourself.